I'm Michelle O'Neill, WVIK News, Quad Cities, NPR. A number of factors will determine whether Chad Pograki's Bison Bridge proposal becomes a reality. The main one is the I-80 Mississippi River Bridge Planning Study. 12 years ago, many Quad Cities drivers endured months of traffic headaches when emergency repairs nearly shut down the I-80 bridge between LeClaire and Rapid City. That was after the interstate bridge over the Mississippi River had been widened twice. Paul Wapple, Illinois DOT spokesman, says it's obvious something needs to be done.
After repairs and rehabilitation over the years, the structure is really reaching the end of its useful life. The roadway features, traffic operations are outdated. Traffic congestion is increased by trucks, you know, climbing from the river and crashes on the bridge. And those challenges for us create recurring issues with the bridge condition, which in turn fuels, you know, costly annual expenses for bridge maintenance. And the configuration of the bridge is geometrically obsolete and widening is not possible. But the Pell will determine a range of possible potential alternatives that will be further evaluated in the next phase of the project.
The current I-80 bridge study kicked off last spring with a virtual public meeting. The Illinois DOT took public comments about what to do with the 55-year-old bridge and 9 miles of highway from Middle Road in Bettendorf to the I-88 interchange in East Moline.
And those alternatives will consist of a wide spectrum of possibilities, combinations, beginning with the option of implementing regular safety and maintenance efforts that do not involve any reconstruction or replacement, which is represented by the no-build alternative. And potential build alternatives may include rehabilitation to address design deficiencies, adding lanes to I-80, and modifying interchanges. So there are a lot of potential improvements, you know, that will be considered.
Wapple confirms Illinois DOT officials did hold a meeting with Chad Pograki to hear about his Bison Bridge Park proposal.
It'll be part of the public input and everything that goes into the overall process of evaluating everything. And we encourage the public, you know, input involvement on that and on anything else about the project. You know, we always like to see a lot of community interest and engagement in all of our projects, and the Bison Bridge concept is something we'll, you know, obviously take a look at like everything else.
Initially, the Illinois DOT plans to spend more than $300 million on the I-80 project, including engineering, design, environmental studies, utility adjustments, and construction. I'm Michelle O'Neill.